105.3 Seaside FM. I'm Dorothy Lang, still at Cunningham at a little tent, joined by David. Hello, David, how are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Thank you very much. To you too. What are you trying to present and sell to the people here?
Right, well, we set off in, I collect farm models myself, and then in 2001, we set up this selling farm toys. We did go into construction toys, but it was going to be too deep and things I didn't know about, so we're sort of sticking to the actual farm toys that we know about.
Really cool. And is it hard for you to sell them now?
No, it's quite. It does take a bit of time to collate to all the new things that's coming out, but that happens in February of every year. And from then on, like they release them through the year.
I see. And how's your business going today?
It's going very well, actually. On this morning's with the rain this morning, I thought we was going to have a washout, but no, it turned out very nice.
I see. Yeah, well, the weather looks quite good by now, thankfully. Yeah, but back to your business. Have you got any other hobbies, or is that your only hobby? Do you go out and sell this stuff and collecting more and sell it again?
Yes, we have our the big dealer. Well, we go to the manufacturers for our stuff. We have several big shows during the year. And we just travel about and just specific farm shows, if you know what I mean.
Pretty cool. You've been speaking about travelling about. Where can we see you next?
I think we're going to Spalding that way. Yeah, we're Spalding in October.
Oh, okay. That's quite a long time.
Yeah, that's a major farm model precision toy show.
Okay, and have you got the time to go out and leave your tent for a while to see the show?
Only if there's one of us looking after it.
Okay. But do you like it so far, or do you think it could be more people, or it could be sunnier?
No, Saturday's fairly quiet, but today's, it's quite busy today. I should think tomorrow, Sunday, it'll be a lot better tomorrow. It generally is, because we come every year, see, so.
Okay, fingers crossed for that. And thank you so much for giving me the interview. It's quite interesting, and I hope you will sell even more, because, yeah, they seem to be worth it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
This was Dorothy Rahn for 105.3 Seaside FM.